Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bankstead. Pat Kreitlow joins me. Chris and Bri is off this week. Pat, what do we got going on next?
Well, I think we're going to spend the next couple of minutes on pot in a manner of speaking. Look, there's not a ton of things that get bipartisan support in the legislature, you know, at least, you know, topics that most people are familiar with. But marijuana reform has consistently been one of them. It's not that there's a consensus yet on making recreational pot legal. Some folks only want to legalize, you know, medical marijuana, and that's a fair debate. But there does seem to be a consensus on decriminalizing marijuana possession, at least for small amounts. And so we've asked reporter Jonathan Sadowski of Up North News, you find him at upnorthnewswi.com, to tell us whether anything might get done in Madison this time around. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, what do you mean by decriminalization, you know, as opposed to legalization and recreational and medicinal? Tell us about decriminalization. What's in the bill that you reported on earlier this week?
So there's this bill that's actually been introduced for the past three consecutive legislative sessions. Right now it's being brought forward by Republican Representative Chase Ortwell of Two Rivers. And it would decriminalize up to 10 grams of marijuana. And that doesn't mean that it would legalize it, but it would turn it into a citation, like a speeding ticket. So it would be a $100 fine for up to 10 grams, whereas the current state law it's a criminal charge, a misdemeanor for any amount up and punishable by 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine.
And Sortwell, you know, he agrees that this is something that most people in Wisconsin are ready to make a move on.
Right. The most recent Marquette poll from April 2019 that asked this question, there was 83% support for medical marijuana and 59% support for recreational marijuana. So it's something that has really broad bipartisan support in a 50-50 state, ostensibly.
Jonathan, I got a question. Like, why are we so late in Wisconsin to this game? Like, how many states have like complete legalization versus medical marijuana? Like, I feel like we're way late to this game, and we're surrounded by states that actually legalize it.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're on an island. You've got people drive across the border to Illinois to get recreational pot because it's legal there. It's legal in Michigan as well. Minnesota has medicinal marijuana.
Is it possible that because our legislature refuses to meet very often, they're just not taking this up? I mean, it's just because they just hate that might actually pass.
It's
to
not
make
like they
the governor look like he's doing something as well.
It's not like they didn't have the opportunity, Jonathan. You noted this is not the first session this has been introduced.
Yeah, right. And it hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't been brought to a vote. Probably, you know, that has to do with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He has for a few years said that he supports medical marijuana.
But the former Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who's now in Congress, I mean, he was dead set against anything, if I recall correctly.
Yep, correct. So I think it kind of remains to be seen where the new majority leader, Devin LeMahieu, is kind of at in that regards. I reached out to actually both of their offices about this bill and didn't hear back.
Figure.
Right. So,
but this time around, there was a change that Sortwell put in, you know, hoping to attract at least some more Republican support, but it's going to cost some Democratic support, isn't it?
Yeah, this time, this bill had been introduced just as the straight up $100 fine up to 10 grams previously. But this time, when he introduced it last session, it actually had no Republican support. Whereas when it had been introduced by former state representative Adam Jarkow in the prior legislative session, there was some bipartisan support. But what Shea Sortwell did this time is he added a clause that says for any amounts under 10 grams, cities cannot set their own fine for that. It would be $100. And there are a few cities like Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, and Eau Claire that have lower fines than that, ranging from like $1 to about $75 for up to about 25 grams. So what this bill wouldn't do, though, with this new clause is actually preempt that higher possession amount. So it could end up in a situation where it would be more cost effective, say, in Milwaukee County to get caught with 24 grams than it would be to be caught with 1 gram. So it's got that kind of wonky language built in there.
All to preempt local control to try to get some more support from the people who used to call themselves the party of local control. But as we've talked about in my goodness, countless examples now, this preemption is going to cost Democratic support and probably, Kirk, make it unlikely that the bill will pass, despite, you know, what you said, 83% support. I mean, Kirk, you don't have the support of 83% of the people you call friends. And yet this issue has that.
Man, I mean, I don't get it. Like, okay, so I own a brew pub for the last, I mean, I sell beer. Like, I've seen way more violent drunks than I see violent potheads. I mean, these guys come to a bluegrass show. They're the most peaceful dudes ever. Yeah, sure, they don't buy a ton of beer, which is probably why the Tavern League doesn't want people to legalize marijuana. But they, I mean, come on. You're not going to get in a car accident because you drive extra slow. You're not going to get in a fight. I mean, geez, Louise, let's just legalize this stuff already. It's not a problem. And most of America recognizes that. Most of our constituents recognize it. Why do we have such a crazy, crazy legislature who just doesn't want to get things done?
And we should note that Governor Evers did include full legalization in his 2021 budget proposal, but a lot of Republicans have, as Jonathan has written about, have balked at such a proposal. But Jonathan, we really appreciate you sharing some insight on this. We'll continue to follow this and all the other stories you're doing over at Up North News, but we really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, well, coming up next, it's Infrastructure Week someplace. What it would mean to actually, finally, have an infrastructure plan in Wisconsin. We'll be back. You are Up North. All right, Kirk, let's talk a bit about Infrastructure Week. Kristen Bry is off this week. Kirk is up in Minocqua. I'm down in Madison, normally on Lake Wissota. But in Madison and in Washington, infrastructure is, you know, one of the topics. First, it was about economic stimulus in Washington, and that's what the American Rescue Plan was from the Biden administration. Now the discussion is on the American Jobs Plan, which is infrastructure, something that Donald Trump said he was going to run on in 2016. He kept talking about it. Infrastructure Week became a running joke, and honestly, it's still a mystery. Because that would have been such a slam dunk for him. Because again, that's something people support. They want the jobs that come with their roads and bridges and schools and broadband and everything. And Kirk, you've been looking into, you know, how a good infrastructure bill would benefit life up north.
Yeah. So, you know, up north, we're a weird beast up there. A lot of us went for Bernie because, you know, we weren't so happy with the establishment Democratic Party. And the reason we aren't so happy is because we don't see state dollars or federal dollars or almost any dollars kind of wind their way up to northern and rural Wisconsin. So, and when we do see, you know, the Republicans just want to shrink government, you know, so it starves. But unfortunately, when there's not a lot of money to go around, and most of the Democrats are coming from Madison or Milwaukee, that when the pot shrinks because of the Republicans, the Democrats from Madison, Milwaukee just try to shore up their own districts. So what that means is that we up north generally don't see much money at all coming our way. And that's why, so that's kind of like the background. So when I saw this stimulus package and I saw, you know, Senator Tammy Baldwin is now in charge of the broadband kind of to rural areas. And, now it's like this is finally stuff that people have been running for office. When I ran for office, people have been running for office up north, have been talking about this for years, but nothing's getting done. Let's talk about broadband first. So in our neck of the woods, nearly 27% of residents lack access to what scientists have said is like enough broadband to actually like function with, you know, and overall Wisconsin ranks 30 nationally for broadband access. Pat, what do you think about that?
I think that I can't stand seeing the commercials about 5G. I'm like, we don't have a G, you know, to deal with here. These are the kinds of investments that are not just, you know, playthings. This is what's good for commerce. You should not worry about a company in, you know, Neillsville shutting its doors and moving to China. You should worry that a company in Neillsville is going to shut its doors and move to Eau Claire, because that's where it can get access. And that, while that keeps them in Wisconsin, it does us no good, you know, in rural Wisconsin and places up north. So we're going to take our break now. On the backside, we'll talk a bit more about what infrastructure would mean and you know, some other news to wrap up the week. You're up north.